This is All Football Commentators Are Geeks with Michelle Owen, Alex Crook and Sam Matterface.
Listen, so, we're open to ideas here. Will you just keep talking, Michelle? You're coming up with the best lines at the moment.
Whereas I've just found some sweets in this kitchen.
I was going to say, Crook's just eating, I think. Yeah.
Crook's just eating, drinking, and failing to be able to open an internet browser.
I can sort of see my role in this podcast.
I went to Nottingham Forest.
The gantry to go. Oh my God. Did you have to go up to the gantry? We have to go up and down and up. Do you remember? Ooh, I don't know if you do. You might be too old to toss. Do you remember Funhouse?
Yeah.
You might be too old for Funhouse.
Sorry, Sam, take it back.
How old do you think I am?
I come from a slightly different perspective because obviously I'm newspapers during the week, whereas you guys aren't. So I go to press conferences and I'm looking for a tabloid line.
Starting off with you, Alex, to find out who is the geekiest of our geeks. Give me a stat on Bournemouth. Go.
Well, this is from a team who were in administration a little over a decade ago. On Tuesday night, they played MK Dons in the Carabao Cup. Their team was worth £72 million. That's a reserve team. Michelle, give us a stat on Exeter.
Unbeaten at the moment at St James Park. Not St James's, St James Park. In the last 11 home games in all competitions. Ooh. So doing very well at home at the moment. Sam, give me a stat on Watford.
Haven't beaten Spurs at home since 1987. Kenny Jackett scored a 90th minute penalty. John Barnes was in the team and they played them this weekend. Crook, give us a stat on Southampton.
Strange character, Kenny Jackett. Doesn't look at you when he answers your questions in a press conference.
Correct. No, he doesn't. So Bristol City, when they won against Swansea last Saturday, that's the first time they've won back-to-back league games since December.
Do you remember watching them in the playoff final, Sam, in a random pub in Bulgaria? They got beaten by Hull. Dean Windass
scored. That was your first stag do.
Yeah, okay, let's get around that.
That was your first stag do. How many of you had? Sam, give us a stat on Newcastle.
Right, this is a good one. Debutant Sean Longstaff, who played in the League Cup last night, his dad was the Great Britain ice hockey captain. Over 100 caps.
See, that is good. That's outstated.
That's unusual.
That's not bad, is it?
That's a winner, isn't it?